Hello.
Hey Chris, how are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
This is Ethan, I'm good.
Is this Evan?
Yes, this is Ethan calling you from Notebook Writing. I hope you remember me. Yeah.
Yeah, did you send me the information?
Yes, I did send you the information over the email. Have you opened it?
Did you just
You're
send it
talking
now?
about the document, right? The document for the copyrights.
Yeah, I asked you if you remember when we talked about the dates and everything?
I have, I have marked the dates. Let's say, let me open it first of all. Here we are.
Because I think
Sorry?
it's going into my spam account. Like, I think it's going into spam.
Can
So
you
I'm
receive a
not
text over?
getting.
Can you receive a text on this number?
Yeah.
First of all, have you got a text?
You just sent it to me now.
I am going to send it to you.
Okay.
Let me resend it to you again. Yeah. Have you got it?
It's going to take a little bit.
Sure. Please reply to the text. You can tell me the dates. You can, mention the dates on the text so you have everything in written as well. And then I'm going to prepare an email for you. Although
Yeah.
if you
So
reply to
just
this
like
text.
when you send me the email or whatever, just let me know because I think it's going into my spam account. It's not
Spam
going
account?
into like my email. So then I
Yeah,
can
because
actually go.
if I would be a new sender, it will go directly to the spam account. But I believe you have replied to my emails before as well, right? No. But
I'm
you've
not
got the
sure.
email, right? You've got the email with the subject ISBN for your book.
I got the emails from Sheldon, but sometimes, like, even Sheldon's email, sometimes it goes into my spam account. So,
So what are you talking about? You haven't got the document? Or you have the document?
yeah, like, I never did get the document that we talked about.
You never got the document. Let me just resend it to you again. And you can check your email inbox right now, right away.
You just emailed me now?
I am preparing an email for you, along
Okay,
with the
no
document.
problem. It's just because I want to know, like, when on Friday when I make the payment, like, who I'm going to make it to, like, how I'm going to,
Tomorrow,
like, pay
right?
it. Yeah, tomorrow. So I wanted to touch base, and plus I just wanted to have, like, an outline. Yeah,
Yeah, obviously
that's
you want
it.
everything in writing, and that's the main point of the email, right? So, no worries. I'm just emailing you the details along with the document and the dates as well. But for that, can you just reconfirm the dates?
It was June the 10th, right? It was this Friday. And then we were going to do July. I think it was, hold on, June 3rd. The 8th, I believe.
8th of July, right?
Yeah.
Now,
And then it was going to be the August, right? But we're
August.
hoping. I'm hoping like I can make one more payment in July and then like be done in July. But
But if not, then what will be the date in for August?
we were paying the 1,000 and something, right?
Let me just reconfirm you the amount. It is
Yeah, I think we did like 1,000 and something.
Yeah, $1,191. So what would be the date for August?
You said it was 750, right?
Yes. What?
You said the one payment was 1,000 and something, and then the second payment was 750, and then the other one was 750. Is that right or
yep.
no?
Each 750. Let's say one. Let me just calculate that for you. No. It's $904 for two each. That's the amount. According to your money, it's something different. But, you know, if you talk about dollar, you know, United States dollar, then this would be the amount.
Okay.
All right. Now, you have to tell me the date for August. I'm waiting for that.
Oh, I thought I gave it to you already.
No. I don't have the date for August. I have for July, June.
The 8th.
8th, right?
And then the 5th of August.
Okay. Just give me a moment so I can email you. Could you confirm your email? It's hallchris428@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Yes, can you check your email inbox or maybe spam folder? Because it's done from my side.
I got it.
All right. Now you've got the document. You have the information for the copyrights as well. And then I mentioned the dates as well, including 10th, 8th, and 8th of August, right? Perfect.
Okay, so did you write the dates here of like when I would be paying it, and like how do I pay it to you?
Well, you can pay through any credit or debit card. Now, if you have the information for the debit or credit card, what I can do, we can get it done right now. I can have the information and I can transfer that to the finance department. So your payment will be automatically done tomorrow.
I'm not going to be using.
Beg your pardon?
So I don't, because I thought you said you were going to put like the dates that, like, on the document as well, the dates that I would be paying.
Mm-hmm. So what is the main issue?
You never like put it on the document. You just put like.
The dates, obviously the document is from, you know, USPTO, so we can't put anything out there. But the dates are mentioned in the email. You can, you know, it's in the writing, so you have it, right?
Okay. But did you... Okay, so the first payment, that's what I'm saying, like, the have is the 10th, yeah, but you didn't write the amount that I'll be paying. And then June, you didn't write the amount that I'll be paying in August, the amount.
You have the amounts, right? Or you want me to write that?
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to write down the dates and, like, the amount that I would be paying on those dates.
Let me do one thing for you. Let me just reply to the email. Here is...
It's easier, like, for myself. To make sure that I'm paying it on those dates. And I
haven't totally understand your concern. It's, you know, obviously you will be having some kind of surety, right? You know, in the written amount of, you know, whatever the amount you would be paying, right? And that's what you want. So let me do one thing for you. Let me just write the amount for you as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No worries. Any amount of...
I thought that's what you were doing, so I'm sorry.
Then no worries. Anytime. Under 4, and then in the amount of...
It takes about 30 days for it to process, is that what you're saying?
It takes around 40 to 50 days. To get your content copyrighted, and then obviously, you know, after that, you can easily, you know, claim that that's your work, and you have written all of the book. You have wrote the book.
Okay. And then, Ethan, what happens after that? Like, does the book, like, automatically just, like, get marketed and stuff?
Yes, we can market that as well. If you go for the marketing, you know, obviously if you opt for the marketing services, then we can market your book as well. We can create some, we do have some services as well, including an ebook creator.
I already paid for, like, Daniel, I believe his name is, and I already paid, like, a portion for him. He's going to market it. And then, like, I've already, in my packet, on some website.
I don't think so. Let me just check what you are getting.
I've already went through it with Sheldon. He said that's what I paid for.
All right, let me just recheck it again. Here we go. You have writing in the package. You have, all right, and you do have an ebook creator, right? So that's what you have, you know, first marketing services. You have an ebook creator. So I believe we are working on that, or I can, you know, take an update from Sheldon as well. After that, you know, marketing doesn't end only on ebook. It goes up to creating pages for your book, and we can, you know, start the social media marketing as well. That's the campaign. From that, you can get easily, you know, you can get a good amount of money back. Obviously, you know, whatever you have invested in your book, you need to get that back as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for that, what we do, we usually do 3 months of social media marketing or 6 months of social media. It goes up to 3, 6, 9, and 12, right? So we do the social marketing campaign, and we show you the results. We share the reports to you as well, so you can see it from your side, who's going to buy your book, who's, you know, how many orders are getting placed, each and everything. So we keep transparency with the client.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, if you are interested, we can talk about that later as well. You know, first, getting copyrighted, you know, getting your content copyrighted is the main thing, right? Get your content secure. And after that, once we publish that, you can go for the marketing services as well.
Okay.
All right, so have you got the email?
Not yet.
Or the reply to the email? Because it is done from my side.
Yeah, it will take a little bit. Yep, I have it now.
Mm-hmm. So it is mentioned that you're going to pay, you know, $1,191 on 10th of June. Then after that, you know, whatever the amount is on 8th, and then after that, the next date, right?
Okay. Yep, no problem. So then I just have to connect with you again tomorrow?
Tomorrow, or if you can, you know, provide the details today, it's up to you, whatever you like.
Yeah. Well, I don't get paid till tomorrow, so I'll have to call you back tomorrow.
Sure. You can let me know the timing. I can give you a call, or I can ask someone in the finance to give you a call.
Probably maybe around 5 or 6.
Around 5, and what time zone are you in? Eastern?
Oh, and Atlantic.
That's Eastern, right?
No, it's Atlantic time.
Atlantic.
So I'm an hour. Yeah, I'm an hour ahead. Yeah.
And you want a call on 5, right? It's 2:42 there, right?
Right now, it's 3:42.
3:42.
Yeah.
One. I can't hear you.
Yeah, it's only like 1 o'clock where you are, right? Or 12.
So, no worries. I'll give you a call according to your schedule and time, and then we'll get this going. Okay?
Okay. All right. No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
You too. Bye.